Joining us now from out in Phoenix, Arizona, more like Scottsdale maybe, he is the director of golf course operations out of TPC Scottsdale, Robbie Robertson. Welcome back in, my man.
Hey, good morning. How are we doing out there?
Oh, well, it's we've had some snow. We're going to warm back up. You guys may not have to worry about that stuff, but you're a couple weeks away from the tournament. How's preparation coming along?
Well, preparations have been going well. We've had a really good fall and winter. It's been really warm. Not a whole lot of rain, so the golf course is prime, and it's going to be showing its teeth. So, yeah, it's ready to go.
So when you say it's prime and showing its teeth, what does that mean for that golf course? For TPC Scottsdale, does that mean they can set it up any way they want, or it's going to be firm and fast? It's going, you know, what does that mean? Does that give the tour a chance to play with a little bit, or is it ready to go?
Well, it's ready to go. It will be firm and fast in shortcut grass. What that really means from our perspective this year is with a warm fall, we had a really good growing season for the rough. And without the freezing temperatures that we sometimes get in December, the ryegrass overseed, the rye fescue overseed, it was very aggressive this year. And so they'll be able to play with it some. Good 3-inch rough, and it's thick. So they're going to need to keep it in short grass this year.
Is desert winter rye, I mean, the ryegrass overseed, is it the same as it is out here that when it's wet, it tends to be very slippery?
It can be.
Yep.
Can be. With the lower humidities we have on a daily basis, you know, averaging 10% humidity, you don't really get that slippery out here. It stays so dry. The only time it would be slippery is if you have a heavy dew or a small rain event.
I'm a heavy dude. I'm a heavy dude.
You're a heavy dude.
Oh, Robbie.
Heavy dude with worn out soles.
2 weeks ago.
So. Yeah, this is what I deal with week in and week out. So, you know, Hideki Matsuyama, and correct me if I'm wrong, first repeat winner since Johnny Miller back in 74 and 75. Can we get a three-peat out of Hideki?
I don't know. It's never been done. So, you know, Hideki's a great champion, and I know we've enjoyed watching him play, and it's been in playoffs the last 2 years, and 3- and 4-hole playoffs, too, and it's been really exciting. It's been great for the game. It may make you late for your Super Bowl party, but it'd be nice to see somebody step up and give him a challenge.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It seems like the list of champions of this tournament are, you know, a lot of the same guys tend to win, not necessarily back-to-back, but this is definitely, for some reason, there are certain horses for this course, aren't there?
There are. And, you know, Ricky Fowler's been in that playoff both years. You know, Mickelson always plays well here. Although he wasn't in the playoff last year, he got really close. He was right there on their heels. You know, it's too bad that Kepka's going to be out, it sounds like, for a while with a tendon problem, because he's always right up there at the leaderboard as well. So, It'd be interesting. We got a really good field. You know, a lot of the young guns, per se, are playing. You know, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, and those guys. It'd be nice to see one of those guys really have a good day in the desert. But whoever it is, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be good. You know, the Phoenix Open is just such a good time, and it's pretty to see out here in the desert.
All right, well, we're talking to our good friend Robbie Robertson from out at the TPC Scottsdale hosting the Waste Management. And, yeah, we've gone 3 minutes with you and we hadn't mentioned 16 yet, so it's time. you know, rumor is that you guys have found a way to squeeze even more people into that small space. Is that true?
Well, that is true. that is true. It's we've added a few more GA seats down in front. it's kind of closing in a little more. I'm not sure anybody really noticed much on TV, but there's more general admission tip-up seating. The amount of suites and what have you is about the same. They expanded out a little bit. I don't think they can go up higher anymore, but it's a sight to see, and it's one of the loudest holes in golf. So, you know, it'll bring the excitement again for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, and I'm curious. I mean, You know, I like Francesco Molinari because his name's in a vowel, but he had a hole-in-one on 16 and people went nuts. Now, who in the field could have a hole-in-one on 16 and it just turns into a biker rally slash Burning Man and it's almost, it would be uncontrollable? Who could have a hole-in-one on that hole that it's actually fearful?
Well, you'd have to watch out for a lot of flying debris if one of the hometown favorites like Phil Mickelson tossed one in. Holy cow, I couldn't imagine. And, you know, Ricky Fowler's become a very, very popular player out here as well. He's so cordial to the fans. You know, he still tosses hats and stuff into the fan zone every year. So, you know, you get one of those two guys toss one down, and it's going to be ruckus. It'd be really loud, and a lot of cans and cups would be flowing out onto the turf. So that'd be exciting.
Well, you guys also, speaking of cans and cups, I saw on the website, even with 16, which, let's be honest, has got to be the most filthy hole in golf. You guys have managed.
It's got its own logo now.
I know, yeah, but you guys managed to recycle 100% of the trash that's generated the tournament. How in God's name do you guys track down all those beer cups and how does that even happen on 16?
Well, I tell you, you know, waste management, our host is they've got an army of people out here to do that. They're stationed everywhere around the golf course, not just 16. Only during this will be my third waste management, and only one time has there been a hole-in-one that we had to get an army of golf staff out to 16 to clean it up real fast so play could continue. So, but waste management is a great partner. They have an army of folks out here and volunteers. If something like that takes place, they're Johnny on the spot. They've got it. And, you know, we everything out here is either marked for recycling or composting. The facilities have been brought out. They're here on site. And so they've really got it down to a good science. And, you know, it's one of the only golf tournaments that's golf environmental ornamental certified. So, you know, it's a zero waste program going on, I think, 6 years now?
Yeah.
And it's all due to waste management and their leadership environmentally.
Again, we're talking with Robbie Robertson, Director of Golf Course Operations for TPC Scottsdale, hosting the waste management. And, you know, we know all the pressure at 16 with, you know, the fans and the fact that if you don't hit a good shot, you get booed. Sometimes if you hit the green, you may still get booed. To your knowledge, has anybody ever hit a hosel rocket at 16?
Well, there has been an instance or two. It's not really off of the tee, but there has been a few hosel rockets out of the bunkers. I mean, one of the greatest names in golf sent one into the general admission seats out of the bunker a few years ago, and he hasn't returned, Mr. Woods. He sent one up into the GA seats out of that bunker, and boy, that was before my time. Believe me, it's dangerous down there. But off the tee, I haven't seen one off the tee either. They're hitting wedges off of that, and so the hosel rockets are few and far between.
Well, based on how wild it is, either down the left side or the right side, is there an advantage to being a left-handed golfer on the tee? I mean, is the right side like more mellow, or is the left side? I mean, when you start looking at which side is more rowdy, is there a difference?
Oh yeah, towards the right side is all general admission, and those guys start in at 7 a.m. Well, they start in before that. They start in throwing down some libation out there in the waiting line just to get into the golf course about 5 a.m. They got coolers out there, and they're already getting rowdy. And because to get a seat in the general admission in 16, you pretty much have to be here when the gates open. And, you know, you may have 2-4 hour wait before play comes through 16. So, you know, on the right side, that general admission, they're already pretty prime by the time any play gets there. Down the left side is more suites, and so that's kind of, you know, they got their reserve seating. They don't have to show up as early. So, but the right side is definitely probably what you would say more ruckus and loud. And so how the hole sets up is how the green kind of sits, you know, kind of tilted Not really straight on from the tee, but it kind of favors the right-handed player coming in right to left, unless you're looking at all that crowd to the right and they're yelling at you. So I don't think it really is much of an advantage for a lefty at all. Play-wise, I think it's pretty tough for everybody, to tell you the truth.
All right, so we know the pressure's at 16. But when you look at, you know, potentially going for the green at 2 and 15, potentially hit, you know, trying to drive the green at 17, or trying to get the ball in the fairway at 18, maybe with a lead, what is the most underrated, outside of 16 of those last four, what's the most underrated shot on that golf course coming down the stretch?
17, no doubt. 17 is no doubt. It's pretty much has determined the playoff and the tournament the last 2 years. You know, you get aggressive. You know, Ricky Fowler's a perfect example. You know, last year during play, he was going into 17 with a two-stroke lead and pulled out driver. And everybody around that tee went, oh, no, don't do that type thing. And he drove it over the green, you know, and took bogey. So he was in the playoff, and his next time up, he took out a five-wood. And he didn't go over the green, but he went left of the green in the water there, and that basically counted him out. So, you know, 17, I think 17 is so underrated. We talk about 16 getting bigger. 17, if they could figure out a way to put stands in the lake behind it, you would have two stadiums. 17 has really grown this year. The Bay Club down the left side is now all the way down. The left side, it's double-decker. It's beautiful. It's such a great facility. And then on the right side now, on the south side of the hole, it's now called the Cove. And that has now gone to a double-decker facility as well, and that's always been a single-decker. So I think you'll notice this year watching that 17 is becoming a stadium of itself as well. There's new GA seating on that south side in front as well. I added 1,000 seats there. So 17 to me is the place to be. If you can't get into 16, obviously, go to 17. It's becoming you know, stadium number two. But it's such a risk-reward shot that, you know, like I said, I think it's the best hole out here, personally.
You know, I'm sure there's a bridge builder that you can contact to go ahead and bury some concrete piers out there in behind the green on 17, and then it'd be a no-brainer.
Just rent canoes. You know how much you'd make on a canoe rental?
Can you put a riverboat out there, a stationary riverboat out there behind
with gambling? Yeah. Yes, for sure. Hey, you know, I'm curious. Do 16 and 17 play as difficult holes on a Tuesday in June, or is it more about the tournament? Those are your difficult holes because the way it sets up for those guys, and obviously the crowd pressure.
Well, I can honestly tell you that, you know, if you're playing 16 and 17 in June, you might not even realize where you're at. You know, the stadium and the buildup around those two holes really shape those holes to the eye, and are visually just enhance those holes. You know, if you come out in the summertime when the stadiums are down and the turf's all been you know, repaired and what have you, it's a very, very pretty view because you got the McDowell Mountains behind everything, but it's really quite wide open. And you can't have a lot of trees and landscape when you have to build that big a structure every year. You know, so everything's really low to the ground, desert looking. Kind of has just a really a different appearance.
Anyway, you know, again, we're talking with Robbie Robertson, Director of Golf Course Operations out of TPC Scottsdale, hosting the Waste Management. And so outside of the last four holes, what's your favorite hole in the golf course?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. You know, one and two are both, they're not difficult holes, but they're very well framed with the native desert look around them. So I think starting out right there on the front nine, they're gorgeous. They're very pretty. You know, it's one, two, and three are the only holes that have any homes on them. So you start out thinking you're going to be in a residential course, and that's the last you'll see of the house. But one and two are very pretty, very picturesque, and not too difficult. Five is a great hole. It plays there along the backside of the Fairmont Princess. The resort that's adjacent to the property, It's a good-looking hole. It's got a nice wash across the front, so you got a little risk-reward on your second shot. So, you know, if I had to say on the front nine, I think the way it starts out is just gorgeous.
Well, Robbie, man, we always appreciate talking to you and catching up with you. Have a great event out there, and, you know, we'll talk to you next year.
Hey, that sounds great, and I hope you guys warm up out there. So.
All right. Thanks a lot.